1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Severe weather is being blamed for 18 deaths across four states, seven of them in Cook County, Texas, the town of Valley View near the Oklahoma border, ravaged by an EF2 tornado. Governor Greg Abbott toured the damage.
More than 200 homes and structures were listed as destroyed. Another more than 120 were listed as damaged.
There are hundreds of thousands of power outages across the region, more than 190,000 reported right now in Kentucky. On this Memorial Day, President Biden will lay a wreath at Arlington National Cemetery. He'll also deliver a speech. In Washington, Chase Oliver, an openly gay millennial, won the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination despite weekend convention speeches from former President Trump and Robert Kennedy. And an official from the Papua New Guinea government told the UN more than 2,000 people are believed to have been buried alive by the landslide. This is ABC News. Vocal problems are forcing Bruce Springsteen to postpone more shows on his European tour. Last fall, he had to delay several shows while dealing with a peptic ulcer. The Memorial Day weekend box office, not exactly a blockbuster.
Who will take number one at the Memorial Day weekend box office? Will it be Furiosa, a Mad Max saga?
Furiosa fought the world.
Or will it be the Garfield movie?
Follow my lead.
By Sunday, both films taking in about $25 million and both movie studios projecting they'll make $31 million by the end of Monday, winning the dubious distinction of the worst Memorial Weekend number one opening in almost 30 years. Down the line, it was If coming in third, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes swings to number four, and The Fall Guy drops to fifth. Dave Packer, ABC News.
In the NBA playoffs, the Boston Celtics could return to the NBA Finals if they can win Game 4 tonight of the Eastern Conference Finals and sweep the Indiana Pacers. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It'll get easier to charge your electric vehicle in 5 years. Governor Evers has announced plans for 53 new electric vehicle charging stations across the state. About half of them will be at Quick Trip convenience stores. The idea is to never be more than 50 miles away from a recharge. The initiative will cost $78 million. Wisconsin is gearing up for a busy summer tourism season. Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin says outdoor recreation and festivals are the state's two biggest draws.
We have those signature festivals, EAA, Adventure, and Summerfest, but there's some new ones like Art 64 in Wauwatosa or Harley-Davidson's Homecoming.
Memorial Day weekend travel is expected to be the busiest since the pandemic. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Benches emptied out in Boston. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost 2-1 Sunday to the Red Sox after winning the first two games of the series. But for whatever reason, Red Sox pitcher Chris Martin got upset. The Brewers tried back-to-back bunts in the seventh inning, and that emptied the dugouts. Jeff Levering on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Here comes the Red Sox dugout. Here come the bullpen, and we got something on our hands at Fenway.
After the game, Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked, why did his players jump in on the dispute?
Well, that's not our first time.
No, that's not.
From what I understand,
I think their pitcher showed some emotion, and our people thought it was directed at them. I don't know if it really was or wasn't. I'm not going to speculate what the kid was doing. Like I said to the umpiring crew that we've had before, and I said, hey, you're not surprised, are you?
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy today with a high of 71. The wind northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight down to 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. It's Maggie Dawn here. Have a wonderful and safe Memorial Day weekend.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I'm just checking our little camera out here in the studio, which you can, you know, watch us on some of the social media areas.
Facebook, yeah, YouTube. You
go there.
X. Yeah.
And I realize now that I could probably, you know, really hog the cam if I wanted to. You know, I could really get in on this.
You're just realizing this now?
I could really, you know, dominate.
You could. Why do you want to?
Are you going to climb up on the table and get your face right in front of it?
That's right. I'm going to moon.
Oh, no. Don't do it. Oh, dear God. Stop.
There it is.
Oh, boy. Why did you do that? My eyes. Well, I mentioned last night, around sunset, I was over at Catherine's, and we were having some pizza and talking about swarms, you know, and how those happen, and we were talking about, and I had never heard of the term chimney swarm. Have you ever heard of that bird? Chimney swifts.
Right.
They're a type of bird, and they swarm right around sunset, and so we're talking about this, and then it started happening. I couldn't believe it. It was like right on cue. So we saw these chimney swifts just starting to swirl around, and they form almost like a tornado around the building. Now, I've got a phone number to call. Let's call that number because there's a bird.
Somebody that knows.
Well, it's one of our bird experts that we know, Dory.
Chimney swifts.
Yeah.
She's a little crazy.
We don't know what
she's going to say.
I don't know if I'd say little crazy. I wouldn't qualify it. She knows all about birds. She's a bird expert.
Oh, she is.
Yeah, she does bird expeditions and stuff.
All right, we'll find out.
Chimney swifts.
If that's a normal thing, right? They go flying into the chimney.
They started doing this, and it happened for about 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. We're just watching because it was getting fascinating. They started to sort of collect and then swarm and do a tornado kind of dance. And then they would dive bomb into the chimneys maybe three blocks away.
Yeah.
And just this one building. Mm-hmm. And then they'd do it again. And then they'd dive bomb into the... And they eventually, as it got darker, more of them would go into the chimney and it wouldn't come out. And eventually they all went in there.
It's a popular, famous scene in all of the Batman movies, which I'm sure you have never watched.
I've watched some of them. During the news, we were watching some video of these kind of these chimney sweeps or chimney swifts. Can't get the name right. It's really amazing what they do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just it's a sight to see. Well, they showed some people gathering
in New Portland. I don't know where that is.
Yeah,
but yeah, there was news TV coverage of it.
Yes.
And it was like more coverage of the people watching or waiting for the birds to show up.
Yeah, for the swarms to start swarming.
But it looked
around.
Really good. It looked like a scene out of a Batman movie where all the bats swarm into the cave and then swarm out. And that's essentially how it looked.
That's what it looked like. And it looked like they were focused on one building. Mm-hmm. And it was looked like it was on West Washington Avenue, and like trying to figure out which building that is.
Yeah.
Because they kept going for this one chimney.
Well, you've got quite a view over there at Catherine's
Place. Yeah, she's...
quite the executive.
Executive
suite at the top of the building.
It's not at the top.
All her walls are windows and the world.
You've been there. Yes. She's had a number of get-togethers there. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite the place. Yeah.
It certainly is.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
let's go to Dory on the phone.
Sounded
here.
Great.
Good morning, Dory.
Hey, good morning, guys. Of course, I'm listening to the show when I hear my name.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah, that'll wake you up.
Well, I was telling everybody about this chimney swift phenomenon of them swarming over this building. And I must have watched
it. So what's the story on that? Is that a problem? Is that something we have to worry about in Madison?
You should really be concerned.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to worry about it. No, it's actually pretty cool. These birds have just flown all the way from Peru, where they spent the winter, over the volcanoes, the deserts, the Gulf of Mexico, to get all the way to Madison, to the Isthmus. And hundreds of years ago, they discovered that instead of trying to find little cracks in the cliffs up by Devil's Lake or something to nest in, they could nest in the chimneys of the buildings that we've built out of bricks, and they're warm and cozy and safe, and it became their most favorite place to live. We got a lot of chimneys downtown Madison, and that's where they are hiding out.
And these are called chimney swifts, is that right?
Yeah, they're a lot like swallows. They just fly around
eating
bugs all the time.
Yeah.
And they make this little chittering noise, which if you go down to the farmer's market on Saturday and you just pay attention to what's going on over your head, you'll see them up there. They look like little flying cigars, and they flutter their wings back and forth, and they make this little chitter, chitter, chitter noise. And if you're around during migration time, like right now in the spring or in the fall, you go over to East High School, and you can see about 1,000 of them shoot down the chimneys at East High School at night.
And they just go in there to sleep?
Cherokee Middle School.
Yep. Yeah.
They just spend the night in there. They eventually disperse from these big groups and spread out. And every little town in Wisconsin that has buildings that were built around the turn of the century probably has some big brick chimneys in town. We were just at the Muscadet Morel Festival this past weekend, and there were chimney swifts going down all the chimneys over there at this time of year. They're also interested in mating, and they start following each other very closely as they fly around right over your head.
Do we lose a lot of chimney swifts when they fire up the furnaces and start cranking out the fumes and smoke? Are they affected by that?
Fortunately, most people don't really run those during the summer, so it works out well.
Oh yeah, that's right,
general,
during the summer.
But they build their nests on the inside of the chimneys.
Wow.
My neighbor has chimney swifts every year out of spit, bird spit and little sticks that they snap off the trees as they fly by. They never land. They don't perch. They just fly, 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 go down the chimney.
Yeah, we were seeing was they were flying around in seemingly chaotic fashion, and then eventually it formed a tornado.
Yep, kind of chimney swiftsnado.
Yeah, swiftnado. And then as it got closer to sunset, there were more of them doing that. And then eventually they all started just dive bombing into this chimney pretty much all at once. I mean, within just a few seconds, watching them do all this. And then suddenly they got the signal.
Wait till they realized that they could do that to humans.
What are you talking about?
They dive bombing large funnels.
No, it was really something to see. Yeah. So you say it happens at East Washington High School?
Yeah.
East High School out on East Wash has a massive three-chimney thing on the top of their building, and you can sit in the back in their parking lot and just watch it happening. But I think Cherokee Middle School on the west side, I've heard, will get a Swift NATO now and then. Okay. I went out there once and didn't find anything. So you never know. But people will bring their lawn chairs and sit and have a beer and just watch it happen. It's, you know, it's like watching the Northern Lights. It's kind of interesting to see the natural world do a show.
Yeah, it's very cool.
It's nice to know that we have that much time on our hands in Madison.
No, it's really, it's...
We do.
Yeah.
Of course we do.
I know we do.
It's very cool. Well, Dory, thank you for, you know, joining us this morning.
One more question,
right,
Dory,
we'll
now that
going.
You brought it up. Okay. Morels. It's the morel season, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
After the big rain and everything.
The tail end of it.
You know, the thing here about morels, if you pick them, then they don't have time to, like, propagate in that area. Is that correct? Or is it just something that they don't need to, you know, shoot spores all over the forest floor?
What are you talking about?
I guess the idea is you don't pick them all, but I bought some at the festival, and they gave me so many little tiny ones. I was a little, I thought, geez, you could have let them get bigger.
Yeah.
They were, you know, the size of my pinky. That's pretty tiny.
Yeah.
But
it's like the mini,
I don't know about morels.
It's
really.
Like mini potatoes. You know, you get the mini potatoes now.
But you know about chimney swifts.
$60.
Yeah.
$60 a pound.
Wow.
Woo. That's pricey.
Yeah.
I'd complain.
So we split a pound with somebody else that was in the line and said, let's just do half pounds. That seems like a lot of money for some mushrooms. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we tried them.
All right.
Were they good?
Yeah.
You fry them in butter, right, or something like that?
Okay.
Actually, I made a pizza. I ordered a pizza crust from Papa Murphy's and then put truffle oil all over it, which kind of makes the whole point of having morels moot, but whatever. It was delicious.
Yeah, sounds good. Love it. But I picked a few of the morels in the forest behind me, and they never came back, and that was it.
Really?
Yeah.
That was it.
Well, I'm
kind of mad
happen,
about that.
I suppose.
Yeah, it does happen. Well, thank you, Dory. I appreciate your information on the chimney swiftnatos that we have here in town.
They're very, very cool to watch. So look up in the skies right around sunset time. They start to gather.
Watch the skies.
They move around a little bit like bats. They kind of look like bats.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. All right, Dory, thanks a lot. Talk to you again soon.
All right, bye, guys.
All right. Have a great day.
Her ears were burning because we mentioned her name on the air.
Well, yeah. I know. Yeah, we have that effect.
With most people.
Usually it's negative.
Yeah.
It was really something to watch. So, look around sunset time. You'll probably see them out there.
You think so?
Well, they're very fast.
Yeah.
And, you know, they do move like bats. So you really have to watch for a while. It's like watching
the
Northern Lights.
We might have seen them and we thought they were bats.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, all week long we've been featuring Project 2025.
Yeah, the humorous side of Roger 2025.
We're putting a big smiley face on it.
Trying to workshop it again, trying to help out. Just, tweak it here and there, maybe make it more acceptable to more people.
We think that they haven't marketed it well.
Wow.
Because it doesn't sound nice or anything like that. But we're going to get to that next hour right away.
It's 1,000 pages long.
It is.
It takes a while to get through.
Yeah. A lot of people are jumping on board, and the Biden administration is using it in ads now.
Yeah. All right.
So we'll get to that.
Get to all of that on this Thursday morning with the John and Gordy Family Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. If you have ever worked a day in your life or bought something from the store, you have paid taxes and invested in our country. And I'm going to bet you a truck full of tacos that you have not gotten the full return from that investment. There are a ton of underused government programs, resources, and tax credits out there for taxpayers of all incomes. There's an average of $1,100 out there for every American household. And this is why Work Money, the not-for-profit I run, has set up an all-new resource center. And I would like to note, it is free because we raised some money to do it. Just go to our website at workmoney.org or text or call us at 1-833-WRK-MNEY. It's just Work Money without the O's. You can chat with a real person who's going to help you figure out what you likely qualify for and how much you could get. This is Carrie Joyce saying, don't leave good money on the table. Till next time, take good care.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Now, we want to mention Doug Moe here because we talked to him yesterday.
Yes.
He was talking to us about our, you know, coming to Civic Media after being, off the air for almost 30 years.
Right.
He came back about 6 months ago, and we wanted to talk to him about that story that broke last week.
Scantlin found in the chimney at Good and Loud Music. It's been an ongoing
mystery
investigation.
Doug, it's great to have you with us. This story broke a few days ago about that skeleton that was stuck in the chimney. And I remember that you had that story many years ago when it first happened. So give us the update here. There was a big press conference, and they've discovered the identity of that skeleton?
Yeah, I did write about it, Gordy, over decades, really, when I was doing my newspaper column. And George Hesselberg, who people remember from the Wisconsin State Journal, George wrote about it every year on the anniversary. And the chimney was discovered back in 1989 in the Good Modern Music Store chimney on University Avenue. As you say, I didn't write about it nearly as much as George did, but a couple of years ago, in 2022, the editors at Madison Magazine asked me to write about a cold case, to write a long story about a Madison criminal cold case, my choice. And I immediately thought about that one, It's such an odd circumstance. And so I began researching it for the magazine piece and learned that a Madison detective, a woman by the name of Lindsay Ludden, had gone to her superiors a few months before in 2022 or late 21 and said, I'd like to take another shot at this. And she had been listening to a true crime podcast and found out that there's ways to extract DNA from rootless hair. And they had at the police station, they had the rootless hair found with the skeleton. And so she got on this. So I find out as I'm starting my story that there may at some point be an update. At the time I was writing, she had sent it to a place called Astria Forensics out in California. They were looking at it. And, then I interviewed Astria Forensics, and I heard in the fall of 22, my article appeared in Madison Magazine. I think it was May of 2022, but I kind of stayed in touch. And Astria said we were able to get the DNA, but then that starts a whole other process where you have to do the genealogy and all that. And so Madison Police and something called the DNA Doe Project were involved. And a weekend or two ago, I got an email from Steve Kane at Channel 3 saying there's going to be a press conference at the police department, and it's big news. And I called it, or texted Detective Ludden right away. And she said, well, I can't really confirm or deny, but she basically, said we were able to identify the skeleton. And it was quite extraordinary. I attended the press conference. I walked in early, and there weren't many people there. And I see this picture, black and white picture of a young man. And I thought, I just kind of blinked and said, that's the face of the skeleton after all these years.
What do you know about the DNA Doe Project? What do they do? How big are they?
Well, they're a nonprofit,
mm-hmm.
and they identify cases of missing people, bodies that haven't been identified,
mm-hmm.
and they don't do DNA extractions. But what they do is once DNA is extracted, like what happened out in California with the skeleton in the chimney, DNA Doe Project is able to construct family trees, It can get very complicated, as you can imagine, trying to find somebody who's still living that may be able to shed light on this relative of theirs that is the missing person. Mm-hmm. The case of Ronnie Joe Kirk, who was the skeleton in the chimney, he was adopted. That further complicates the Doak Project's efforts.
Talking with Doug Moe here from Madison Magazine. And Doug, so what have you learned about this gentleman that was in the chimney? Do you have any background on his adopted family, or what do we know about him?
Very little, Gordy. The police are trying now. The next step is to try to put together a timeline of his life and to try to figure out, how he ended up in that chimney. Most likely via foul play. Mm-hmm. But they stressed at the press conference the family is asking for privacy. And I know the State Journal has had to do a couple of follow-ups. I believe they said he came here to Madison in the 70s. But they're frankly, I think there's very little known about him. But now, he had been married, I know that, married and divorced twice, was a father. It's still a very mysterious case. One thing that made it sort of sensational in a way at the time was that he identified it as a male skeleton, but there was a female clothing. So, that got everybody's attention back in 1989, for sure.
One of the questions I had is, what kind of chimney was it? Was it an exhaust chimney for the heating system in the building?
The way I'll describe it, John, from what I did from my long magazine article, I talked to the Good and Loud owner, and he had in the basement. There was a pipe that ran out about 10 feet and then elbowed up, and he had a leak in the pipe. He told me so he was using his flashlight trying to find the leak and saw at the end of the pipe where it elbowed into the chimney. That's where he saw the bone. And I remember, the 911 service had debuted earlier that year. He didn't even know about it yet. So he called the regular police line, he told me, and got the dispatcher and said, I believe I found human remains. And the dispatcher said, is the person breathing? And he said, I really don't think so.
Wow. Just an unbelievable case.
It really is.
And, great that you have been able to follow up on it and at least get a little bit of resolution on it after all these years.
Right. Well, yeah, and good on Detective Ludden and her police colleagues for staying on it and the Doak Project and those folks out in California. And now we just have to find Leo Burt, guys.
That's right.
Okay.
You know who Leo Burt is, right?
No.
I don't know.
Well, I do.
Wait a minute. Sam does. Who's Leo Burt? What?
Leo Burt is one of the four men who bombed Sterling Hall.
Oh, yeah.
And he's the one who was never found.
All right. Well, thanks for refreshing our memories here. Wow. Well, Doug, thank you for the story, and it's been great talking to you, and I would like to have you back again, all right? And if people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for if they want to give you a story lead or something?
DougMoe.org. One last shameless plug. My book with Mike Leckrone will be out in September.
Oh really?
Excellent.
The legendary 50-year marching band director.
Absolutely.
I co-authored his autobiography, so that'll be out from UW Press in September.
All right.
Excellent. Well, we'll have to have you back for that one.
I look forward to it.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll see you. Thank you, Doug.
Doug Moe from Madison Magazine. And that article about the skeleton and the Good Lyden Music store will be coming out shortly on Channel 3000. He does a biweekly column there from Madison Magazine at channel3000.com.
And so look, we'll be the next column after that.
That's right.
What a follow-up.
Yeah. Well, that's right. Yeah, it's always fun talking to Doug, and we've known him a long, long time. We'll have to get him down here to a short stack, but he doesn't like to get up this early, I don't think. It's the John and Gordy Family Show. Coming back.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Yesterday, the U.S. House of Representatives finished their markup of the 2024 Farm Bill. But as usual, the devil's in the details. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Some of the items that are contained within the House's version of the Farm Bill include maintaining cost of living adjustments to ensure SNAP benefits. Also, continuing to work on developing rural broadband across the United States. It would also restore federal milk marketing orders to the higher of formula. Many of those details are exactly what Wisconsin farms had been looking for. Yesterday, during his visit in Wisconsin, U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says he's got some real concerns on whether there's enough votes to get this version passed.
I have concerns about its ability to get passed through the system. I mean, it's all well and good to have a conversation about, a perfect world and what you'd like to see satisfying everybody and everything, but not all of that's doable. Not all of it's doable, especially if you have to cross red lines that have been established very clearly in terms that can't be touched or impacted to pay for new programs or new commitments.
U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack during his visit in Kewaunee County yesterday. Markets in overnight electronic trade not paying much attention to policy development, that's for sure. We're a little mixed on the opening bell. Numbers are next.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer. Nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
In overnight trade, December corn's up a penny right now at 487. November beans are down 2 at 1214. July wheat, that's up 3 at $7 even. Yesterday, barrel cheese dropped 3.25 cents to 199.75. The 40-pound block cheese was up 2.5, 186.5. Double A butter up another penny at 3.12 and a quarter per pound. The June class 3 milk that goes to cheese closed a penny stronger, 1996 a hundredweight. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy today with a high of 71. The wind northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight down to 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
Save big money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Easily transport mulch, stone, and other materials with a Masterforce heavy-duty steel wheelbarrow. Maneuver over any terrain with flat, free tires that never need air. Save big money on a Masterforce heavy-duty steel wheelbarrow and all Masterforce tools exclusively at Menards. Visit us in-store and Menards.com and see all the great deals going on now in our weekly flyer.
Save big money at Menards.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your Realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special Memorial Day show as we have on Jeremy Lyon from the Department of Veterans Affairs and looking back at Gold Star families.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Bum, bum, bum.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Decaffeinated Caffeine. For people who like feeling nervous and wide awake, but hate running to the bathroom all the time.
What a good idea. Mad Radio WMDX, the family show. That's John us. And Gordy filling in.
What do you mean filling in? We're here every morning.
No, I'm just.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you know, I wish you would just, you know, what? Get on board the family show idea.
I am on board with the family show. That's what we used to call it back in the, yeah, back in the old days. Yeah. You know, a long time ago.
And we used to have family show editions all the time.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Sam, you're looking very skeptical.
No, I don't know. What about this makes it a family show exactly?
That it's good for the whole family. Yes, anybody can tune in. The kids can tune in.
Exactly. You know what we picture?
We have
picture,
something for mom, dad, and junior.
That's
we picture
it.
The family sitting around the breakfast table.
With the radio.
Having cereal together, and they have their ham and eggs. Mm-hmm. And everybody's just happy, and they're listening to the frivolity of the family show.
That's right. They could be listening on an actual table radio. They could be listening on the Civic Media app.
Exactly.
You know, it doesn't matter where they listen or how they listen. You know, the Civic Media app, you can go worldwide with the family. We could have a international family show.
They could be sitting at the breakfast table wearing headphones, all of them, listening to our app.
That's what we envision. Yeah.
It gives you a warm, fuzzy feeling
it
inside,
does.
And that's what I like about the idea of the family show.
I think more and more people are listening via the app, okay?
Well, I think so, too.
You know, somebody sent me a list of the most popular websites, just for a side story here. What would you guess would be the most popular website in the world, according to Wikipedia?
I don't know.
Google. It's pretty easy, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Of
What's
course.
Next?
What was I thinking?
YouTube would be number
two.
All
right. Two. YouTube, two.
Then Facebook.
Facebook.
Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all pretty, you know, what
pretty
you would
standard
think.
Fare.
Then it goes to X or Twitter.
Yeah.
Baidu. Do you know that one?
Sam? I believe that's.
Is that a shopping site?
I don't know that.
Maybe.
One.
I think it's an Indian social media site, but don't quote me on that.
And then Wikipedia comes in after that. And then Yahoo. Yandex.org. Are you? I don't.
People are still using Yahoo?
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Isn't that something? WhatsApp? WhatsApp? X videos, and then goes to TikTok, Reddit, Amazon, and then the porn sites start showing up. There you go.
Which is the most popular porn site?
You didn't hear. I let out quite a laugh when you said X videos, because that must be the highest ranked.
It must be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now they're banning those in a number of southern states.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then it goes to Netflix, Office.com, Bing, and then a whole bunch of others that you never probably heard of. Although Pinterest is in there. Mm-hmm. A lot of other ones.
You know, sometimes I long for the days of the internet back before, like...
The old days of the internet?
Yeah, the old days of the internet when everything was still somewhat small websites and it was like all... Blogs like John's and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The old fashioned blogs.
Before the Facebooks and the YouTubes came along.
Exactly. Yeah. They took all the thunder away.
Yeah. You still have democurmudgeon.com.
Democurmudgeon.blogspot.com. Check it out. It's a historical site now.
You know what the word curmudgeon actually means? Did you ever look that up?
An angry.
A crusty, ill-tempered, and usually old man.
Well, they've extended
archaic.
It to younger people now.
A miser. They threw that in.
Well, that's not me.
Okay.
Ann knows that. You know, when I want to buy something, I buy something. Right now, I'm looking at umbrellas for, you know, a table.
Okay.
Outside, and they have the LED lights streaming on the inside the umbrella,
okay.
And it's solar.
Oh, solar power?
Yeah, so it's fantastic.
That's
kinda cool. This is what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Of course, Anne reminded me that I hate sitting outside in the evening because of the bugs. But anyway, you know, maybe those LED lights will keep the bugs away.
Maybe they have, you know, some sort of spray that you could inject into the umbrella that would come out with the LED lights. You have a little mist going on.
You mean like a penguin umbrella?
Yes. With the penguin deadly from mist. Batman?
Yes.
That would be a way to go. Get rid of the bugs.
That's what
have a nice big umbrella out there, kind of spinning around.
Get rid of all
bit.
The superheroes in the neighborhood.
Could be rotated. Just an idea. The penguin.
Yeah.
Danny
Burgess
DeVito.
Meredith.
Well, I like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Danny,
yeah, either one.
Yeah. Burgess Meredith was an unbelievable actor.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, the TV show is pretty impressive. It,
I love the TV show. Good stuff.
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. All right, so you're going to buy that umbrella, do you think, with the LED lights?
Well, I think so. It's on sale at Costco.
Yeah.
I might just go there and buy it as we're finished
John,
here.
Well, John has to have the latest in high-tech umbrellas.
I guess so.
I do. I do. Yeah. And you know that OLED is just sitting there waiting for me to pick it up.
Yeah. How big is that TV?
At 77 inches, my friend.
Is that big enough?
Not big enough. They have an 88-inch, but it's not an OLED.
Oh.
And I would not get anything but an OLED because you can see the screen at any angle, and it's as vivid as it can be. But if you get anything else, if you're at an angle on it, it kind of grays out a little bit.
Do you have the space for that in your living room?
We're making
theater,
space.
Theater show? Really? You're going to knock out a wall?
We're going to get rid of some cabinets. All that stuff is going.
Really?
Yeah.
When you were a kid, could you have ever imagined that television would become this?
No way.
No.
Not at all.
You know, I had alligator clips on the speaker of my television so I could record off of TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was really
that was magical.
Yeah.
Real tape deck.
It worked.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Okay.
Well, anyway, let's get into...
Let us know if you buy that TV. I want to come over. And Sam and I want to come over and check it out.
Well, I'm going to give you another 77-inch TV.
I don't know if I really need a 77-inch TV in my place, but, maybe.
Well, we have it at home, and we won't need it. We'll put the 65-inch OLED downstairs in the game room for the kids.
The boys in the basement.
Boys in the basement.
You like that, huh?
Sounds like a band, doesn't it?
It does. They're there all the time. Does that bother you? I mean, they never come up for air or sunlight or anything. They're just down there forever.
No, there's
they
air.
Show up for
there's
dinner
air,
and that's it.
There's air in the lower level.
Thank God.
But yeah. Cole, my oldest one, went to a convention in Milwaukee
over
the weekend. Yes.
Oh, he got out.
Yep.
You let him out.
Yes.
Good. And he came back.
He did come back.
Okay,
and we're glad to see him back. He restored the audio on the OLED TV after the update on the smart TV.
So Brett was down in the basement all by himself there for a day or two.
Yes.
Yeah,
he had it made, boy.
Yeah, he liked that. Okay.
Should we get to something else?
Please, let's move on.
Okay. That'd be fantastic.
Okay.
You know, put all this effort into the show.
I know you do.
I stay up late at night typing all this stuff up, creating audio for everybody.
Well, what do you got for
us? All right, I've got something here. Truth Matters.
Okay.
They've revealed voter suppression.
Already?
This is a plan. I don't know if this is Project 2025, but it could be. And as you listen to the speaker's excellent breakdown of Project 2025's plan for voter suppression, you will understand. It's a very simple breakdown. It's already started. It is basically a guide to what is already being done by right-wing talking heads to create a fundamental narrative to prepare the ground for the implementation of Project 2025 at the election.
Okay.
This is amazing. Check it out. This is 118. You will love this stuff. This is Project 2025 as we feature this program, this plan by the MAGAs all week long.
If we don't win this, we lose our republic, period. This is an all hands on deck moment.
A lot of bad things happened in 2020. But you should know a lot of good things are beginning to happen now in 2021. You're seeing it in Georgia. You're seeing it in this state of Arizona. You're beginning to see it in Texas and so many more.
This is footage from a private donor conference of the powerful right-wing Heritage Foundation. Heritage leaders reveal that they're working in secret with top Republicans to implement the largest wave of voter suppression bills since Jim Crow.
This is a $24 million investment over the next 2 years. We've already started. We're working with these state legislators to make sure they have all of the information they need to draft the bills. In some cases, we actually draft them for them, or we have a sentinel on our behalf give them the model legislation. So it has that grassroots, you know, from the bottom type of vibe.
It's got that
Iowa
vibe.
Iowa was the first state that we got to work in, and we did it quickly and we did it quietly. Governor Reynolds signed the bill on March 8th.
Listen to this.
Little fanfare. Honestly, nobody even noticed. My team looked at each other and were like, it can't be that easy.
It is.
It can't be that easy.
They even admit that if Donald Trump had won the 2020 election instead of Joe Biden, Heritage Foundation wouldn't be advancing voter suppression laws across the country.
But we have honed in on these 8 specific focus states because they are battleground states, they are politically significant, and if maybe 2, maybe 3 of these 8 states went a different way in November, we would be having a different conversation here today.
The recordings were obtained by the watchdog group Documented. They show officials at the billionaire-funded think tank describing private meetings where they lobbied top Republicans to restrict voting access.
Wow. Billionaires.
Just what, 3 weeks ago, we had a huge call with secretaries of state?
Right. Right. And we've now, for several years, been having a private briefing of the best conservative secretaries of state in the country that has so annoyed the left that they have been doing everything they can to try to find out what happens at that meeting. So far, unsuccessfully, thank goodness.
So far, unsuccessfully. No leaks.
Well,
I was able to sit down with Governor Kemp
3 days
here before he signed the election package in Georgia, and I had one message for him. Do not wait to sign that bill. If you wait even an hour, you will look weak.
And, of course, they link the voter suppression bills directly to Trump's myth of a stolen election.
We got tired of hearing this constant story. There's no election fraud in the country. That's the narrative myth pushed by the left and by the media. There's a reason for that. By pushing this false story, they can use it to say there's no reason to reform our election laws.
Whether you believe there was fraud in 2020, this is something that is real. And it is a problem that has tentacles all across public policy, all across our country.
They admit their voter suppression plans won't be successful if they can't block the federal voting rights bill, H.R. 1, the For the People Act.
As we systematically try to do that across the country, we also have this ever-present problem with H.R. 1. All of this needs to be safe and secure by the time we're at 2022, and then keep that eye on the ball with H.R. 1 and blocking that federal legislation. We will not be deterred, and we are going to take the fierce fire that is in every single one of our bellies to right the wrongs of November, to right the wrongs of the mistreatment against these men, and move it into other states.
Amazing stuff. Isn't that just frightening as hell?
Where did you find that audio?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
No.
No, okay.
Well, Truth Matters released it.
Okay.
They release information like this often. Mm. And I just found this on Twitter X.
Project 2025 is starting to remind me of that famous Standard Oil political cartoon from the early 1900s. I don't know if you're familiar. It shows Standard Oil as a giant octopus with tentacles in the White House, in Wall Street, in
big monopoly.
Yeah, all sorts of stuff like that, except it's way more underground than Standard Oil is, and you're bringing it to light, John.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Shining a light on it, and this is something that's necessary. We really have to watch for this.
Yeah.
It's like Hydra. Anybody watch S.H.I.E.L.D. on TV?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Marvel? Okay. You know, all I'm trying to do revolves around
Marvel.
No, it
your
doesn't.
Entire life revolves around Marvel. If we don't know the Marvel reference, then we're lost.
Well, the thing is, you got to watch TV every once in a while. You just got to turn the TV on. But I will educate everyone.
Oh, thank
Marvel,
God.
Hydra.
Okay.
Hydra's the evil empire. They have the tentacles all over.
Okay.
Cut one tentacle off, another one replaces it. It's Hydra.
All right. Good enough.
Okay.
We've got tidbits. We've got leftovers.
We've got Trump in an ice box.
And then
coming
ice
up
box.
Next. Yes.
Trump in an ice box.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, it's all coming up on the John and Gordy Family Show. Get your family.
Matt? Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
The funeral leftovers.
The day we eat all the leftovers.
I'll just have leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm. I hope you do.
Sometimes it's the best part of the meal. Leftovers.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of food,
all
we'll be
flavors come together.
Yes, they do. This Wednesday, we'll be a short stack eatery like we are every Wednesday from 6 to 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. Hope you'll join us right down the street at Johnson and State. Always a good time. All right.
I want to bring up one of the nightmarish moments in my broadcasting career. And
which,
that was
which
when,
one? There's so many to choose from.
I did say one of them, right?
Okay, yeah.
One of those nightmarish moments. Yeah. And this was out at MAD, and we were trying to think, how do we get more attention? How do we get media coverage?
Sure.
And the program director, John Duncan at the time, thought maybe encasing his morning guy in a block of ice was an excellent idea.
It had been a promotion that they had done around the country.
Around the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A company had
so it's hollowed out ice cube. And a
giant
person,
ice cube.
And you climb in there.
Right.
And you stay in there for many days.
No, I think it was 48 hours. But still.
No, I think. Was it 48 hours?
I don't know. I think it was two. I would think it was a whole weekend, I believe.
I think so. Yeah. I think you got stuck and they couldn't get no that
I think they allowed him to get out like once every 2 hours or something.
Yes, to go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
exactly,
something like that.
Yeah,
yeah,
he stretched the legs a little bit, but he had to get right back in that ice, and they
wanted
you to do it.
Yeah, he wanted you to do it,
and I drew the line right there. That was like going
I remember
one step
this
too far.
Yeah, he said, no, I'm not
I said,
doing
I'm claustrophobic.
That.
I'm not getting in a block of ice. It's crazy talk.
The idea was that would attract attention. People would show up. They'd maybe make a donation to whatever the charity was.
They would
or
donate.
Something
right?
like that.
Walk by the guy in a block of ice.
Wave at him in the block of ice. Seemed like a dumb idea to me. But
it seemed like a really stupid one to me as well. And
really,
know,
not that many people showed up either. It's just a few people here and there.
It's like something odd out of Ripley's Believe It or Not, right?
So you said no, and then what happened? He decided
he
to do
he
it.
He had to do it because he
already
promised the advertiser
he signed,
that you
signed
could
it
do
up.
This. So that didn't work out well for him. He was as tall and thin as I am.
Yeah. I mean, he did it. He survived.
He did.
It was okay.
Yeah.
Nobody got hurt. Right.
And he turned into a born-again religious fanatic.
After
and,
that.
And moved,
after that
and
experience.
Moved away from Wisconsin.
We never heard from him again.
Yes.
That's a
my
sad
gosh.
Story, but a true story.
It is a true story.
Okay.
So anyway, this reminded me of that.
what reminded you of that?
This is an ad. I don't know who put it together. I think Daily Show. But this is an ad about Trump being in that very, very cold courthouse.
Prepare to be amazed as one man pushes the limits of human endurance.
Well, I'll now go and sit in that freezing cold courtroom for 8 or 9 hours.
I'm going to go into the icebox.
The Icebox. Watch the greatest legal escape artist of all time attempt his greatest challenge yet.
Donald Trump caged inside of a freezing cold courtroom.
This is tough for him to sit here.
It's an icebox.
It is freezing.
Witness the spectacular act of incredible.
They're freezing him to death.
Inconceivable.
They're putting his life in danger.
Ice cold insanity.
The issues really here are one, spasm of muscles. Two, hypothermia. Three, frostbite.
Come to the Manhattan District Courthouse and be astonished by the astounding feat.
I'm sitting here for days now, from morning till night.
No camera tricks.
Please don't die on ice. Please don't die on ice.
No gimmicks.
I hope he don't die down there. I hope he doesn't freeze to death.
Just pure mind-blowing magic. Donald Trump enters the ice box.
Was it freezing in there?
Yeah, no, it wasn't, actually. It was actually warm.
Oh, there you go.
So he thinks it's freezing in
there. Yeah, the ice box. Yeah. Trump in his ice box.
Could be having trouble with his thyroid. That's a symptom.
It is.
If you're having trouble with your thyroid, you're cold all the time, no matter if everybody else is comfortable.
Now you're adding to?
I'm just saying, could be a problem. Could be a medical issue.
All right.
I don't know. Just saying.
Could be. You know, I think you're right. All that, you know, people are saying that. People are saying, you're right, Gordy.
Is that what they're saying? I don't know if that's true, but maybe he
people are on your side.
Maybe he just needs to wear warmer clothes. You know, just.
Well, I've heard it said.
Yeah,
yeah.
You've heard it said. Yeah, that's what
I'm just trying to use everything they use as an excuse to justify whatever they say.
Okay.
And I've heard him say it.
Okay, so it must be true.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, I'm glad you came to that conclusion. Because people have said these things.
We got a text in here from Mark from the SAC. He says, the new one for MAGAs is Hell Hydra. Or is it Heil Hydra?
Yep.
That's Heil Hydra.
Heil Hydra.
Brings out the call of the fascist support.
There you go. Perfect. See? Yeah. He has watched S.H.I.E.L.D. as well.
Okay. And that's what... That's what his take on Project 2025.
If you're a little more visual here, I bring up the actual Hydra logo that they used to promote their wonderful little organization.
Are you aware of any of this, Sam?
I've seen the first Captain America, first and second, I guess, Captain America
movies.
They had
Hydra in that.
Yes. It's been quite a while, but I'm familiar.
Okay. Great. Excellent.
All right. I'll have to watch that. Caught up.
Oh, no.
Put it on my list. Put it on the big list.
It's quite a long list.
He's a busy guy. He's in the process of moving right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, well, he's been moving all his life, I guess.
Just one place after another.
You know, I would put a list together of great shows that you should watch, but I know that you won't watch any of them. Okay?
We can put I might watch some of them. But I'm not sure I'll watch all of them.
John, you should publish the list on your blog.
Yeah. Why don't you do that? Well, democurmudgeon.blogspot.com.
Johnny's recommended.
Give John a few things to do.
That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
Why not? I like it.
All right. Well, anyway, tomorrow is another big day on Project 2025.
So we're going to focus on this.
Now we're going to get into the details of the plan, and they're scary as heck details.
Going to workshop it a little bit.
We're going to workshop it.
See, offer some suggestions where they could make it a little better or user-friendly, maybe.
Now, there you go.
See, try to
you're the idea
take
guy.
A sad song and make it better.
No, you're
you know, that's what I my motto.
That's it. You're the idea guy. We should really workshop this and make it better. A better plan.
Just a few offers, a few suggestions.
I think they've got a few problems with the plan.
They have a public relations problem.
If we could just improve on it.
I think so. It's all going to happen tomorrow. That's what we'll do.
Well, yes.
Okay. But that's going to wrap it up for today's efforts here on the John and Gordy Family Show. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the family show.
It is. A big dysfunction.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. It's Maggie Dawn here. Have a wonderful and safe Memorial Day weekend.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, You need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000 and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.